On Wednesday, August 16th, KMUD listeners heard an interview with Fort Bragg City Manager Linda Roofing. Roofing has served as city manager for nearly 12 years and has worked for the city of Fort Bragg for about 18 years. Roofing's retirement was announced on the evening of Tuesday, August 15th, one day after a charged city council meeting, at which nearly two dozen local residents responded to rumors that the city might not renew Roofing's contract. The vast majority of those who spoke praised Roofing as a caring and competent administrator and called for her to be kept on as city manager. The city of Fort Bragg also received nearly 35 written comments in support of her continued employment. These comments came from a mix of business owners, former city council members, managers of nonprofits and other important community organizations, and other Fort Bragg residents. On the morning of Wednesday, August 16th, the day after Roofing's retirement was announced, I spoke on the phone with Marie Jones. Jones has served under Linda Roofing since she was hired as Fort Bragg's Community Development Director in 2006. What are you able to tell me about the process that led to Roofing's retirement?
Well, I don't really know. The discussion happened in closed session, and anybody who's involved in a closed session is not legally allowed to report out on what was discussed because it's a personnel matter. So I don't actually know why the City Council made the decision that they made. What I can say is I think Linda has done an awesome job for the past 10 years. She is a very professional person and has put, I'd say, her heart and soul into the city. She's a very good boss. I've certainly enjoyed working for her. I think the city as a whole, like just the staff, were a little sad and maybe confused is the right word. But I also think that we have a super staff here. And so we will soldier on and continue to do great work for the city. And I think the other piece is that her decision to stay for 6 months will make the transition easier when a new city manager is hired. I hope that whoever that person is, that we can move forward as a community as a whole and maybe stop some of the divisiveness that has occurred in the past.
Were you aware prior to people coming forward during public comment on Monday night?
So I guess I was a little clueless because actually one of my staff members asked me if there was any merit to the rumors earlier in the day. And I was like, I don't know, that just sounds like crazy Fort Bragg rumor to me. So I don't think so. And then all the public comment happened and I didn't really know what was going on. And then the next morning, Linda told us that she was going through a review with City Council that might result in her resignation.
Do you know anything about the plans to find another city manager?
I don't, but generally with something like this, they'll hire a professional recruiting firm and do a probably statewide search. Linda used to have my job. So I imagine some managers from the city may decide that they want to take on the challenge of being city manager. Maybe not. It's hard to know exactly. So it might be a local person. It might end up being somebody that comes in from some other community who's been a city manager already.
Are you able to say anything about what your biggest concerns are about the transition?
About the transition? Well, I guess I think my biggest concern would be for council to really come to some sort of better method of providing clear direction to staff so that we can really meet their needs. So here's the challenge that we as staff people face. We're often dealing with very complicated topics that have multiple levels of analysis in them and multiple ways that council can make decisions. And, how involved does the council want to be in all of that, I think is really important to clarify for the next manager so that this issue doesn't come up again, because I think on some level that may have been the issue. Like how much decision making do they actually want to be involved in versus having the city manager make decisions? Because some decisions the city manager can make, some have to go to council, some may go to council. So it's really having a lot better clarity about that. And then I think the other thing is, these issues are big and challenging, and council needs to, and the community as a whole needs to be willing to roll up their sleeves and understand the pros and cons of decisions if they want good decisions to get made. I think that's really, really important. Too often the rumor mill informs decisions, and often the rumor mill is not correct. At least it informs the community. And, I can't tell you how many times people have come to city council meetings and spoken on items, and it's clear they haven't even read the staff report. They don't really understand the issue, and they respond emotionally instead of with information. And I think your emotions need to be part of that, but you also should understand, if you're giving a policy direction, what the likely outcomes of that policy would be.
And just one more thing related to this. How do you think things are going with civility at the meetings? Because I think that's been a problem in the past.
I think it's improved actually a lot. I think the mayor's done a good job. I think people also recognize that you can disagree without being disagreeable. You can state your case without personally attacking people. I mean, everybody at the city is trying our hardest to do a good job, and it's not always easy when you have multiple issues you're working on at the same time that are all complex. There's not simple, like, tweet-worthy solutions to these problems.
That was the City of Fort Bragg's Community Development Director, Marie Jones, who has served in that position at the city for nearly 11 years. I spoke with Jones over the phone on Wednesday, August 16th, about the city's announcement on the previous evening that Fort Bragg City Manager Linda Roofing would retire effective January 12th, 2018. Reporting for KMUD, this is Dan Young.